What happened? Oh, there it goes. Okay. We're Perek Yadalet Pasuk Zion. Okay? And the Pasuk says, this is according to Rashi. Go far away from a man who is a fool, so that it should not prevent you from gaining knowledge. Okay? So, of course, it's cause and effect. The question is, how does a fool affect you? You understand? I mean, you can't hang out, you can't talk to a fool. I mean, how does a fool affect you? That's the question. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah points out that we're talking about the fool that we're talking about is a kassil. The nature of a kassil is to insult and mock others. Okay? So that we're talking about, okay, that we're talking about a person that insults and mocks others. Okay. Now, there's different types of desires that a fool has. There's different types of desires. But there are certain desires that are very basic to the human. Very basic to the human. And therefore, in those cases, the human has to be more careful. And that you look at what sells in movies and in books is two things, sex and violence. Those two things are very, very powerful emotions. And Mishle is talking about, most of the times, the person that's a thinker, but he has humility, his emotions don't affect him, you understand? We're talking about people that they have emotions, but they know that they want to get above the emotions and to be a chacham, okay? So they have to stay away from things that are going to affect them in an adverse way. So before we had in the Pasuk Hey, the Ralbach talks about hating falsehoods, because falsehoods could affect you. Over here he's talking about aggression. The guy is an aggressive guy, like a person that puts people down. Now, if you start hanging around him, it doesn't mean that you could be nice to him, you could say hello to him. I'm not saying you can't be nice. But the thing is, if you start hanging around him, that's a thing that could affect the very badly. These people that mock others, that laugh at others, it just affects the person without thinking. And then the hatred and anger, if that takes over, that will affect your thinking process. So therefore, the Pasuk says, go far away from a ksil, that type of fool, particular type of fool, that's aggressive. Because that will prevent you from gaining knowledge. It'll take over your emotions. You'll start using the learning for aggression. And so therefore, you won't be precise. You won't be exact in the thinking. And the learning won't affect you. Because if it becomes too strong, you fake yourself out. You think you're learning a lot, but really it's for the purpose of hurting others. So therefore, it's telling you to stay away from not to hang around those type of people. The question is, if this is true, then what about movies that are very aggressive? I mean, should you not watch movies like certain times kids, there's a movie Mean Kids, you know, how they do mean things. A lot of movies like that, and there's a lot of insults and mocking of people and laughing at people. So that it could be that if you listen to enough of it, it might affect you. In general, we hold that... I would say no, that a movie doesn't affect you. But it could be, if you hold that hanging around the ksil affects you, what's the difference if you listen to a ksil in a movie? You understand? I mean, it could be like where a person shoots another person. It's so far from your reality that that won't affect you. But it could be like in insults, where like you have a school where they put down people, you understand, in a movie. So they mock people. It could be that you could identify with them. It's possible. I really can't answer the question. I leave that to the listener at this point.